Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel like a philosophical minefield, but trust me, it's way more practical than you think. We're talking about forgiveness, letting go, and why these aren't just fluffy feel-good concepts, they're crucial for building resilience, inner peace, and yeah, even crushing your goals. Ever felt stuck in a rut of resentment? You know that feeling when something happened, maybe it was a betrayal, a harsh word, or a missed opportunity, and you just can't seem to shake it off. It's like a mental weight dragging you down, right? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that carrying around all that baggage isn't doing you any favors. It's like holding onto hot coal expecting the other person to get burned. The only one getting scorched is you. Forgiveness, let me assure you, isn't about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and bitterness so that you can move forward, free and unburdened. So, how do we actually master this art? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about excusing or forgetting, it's about choosing to release the pain and negativity that's holding you back. Think of it as reclaiming your power, saying, "I choose not to let this define me anymore." Second, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We all have our flaws and imperfections. Holding on to grudges is like clinging to a failing belief system. It's unrealistic and ultimately prevents us from seeing the good in others, including ourselves. Then, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were going through something tough. Maybe they made a genuine mistake. Empathy doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better and soften the edges of your anger. Fourth, let go of the need for closure. Sometimes, we crave that perfect explanation, that I told you so moment. But the truth is, life isn't always neat and tidy. Closure rarely comes in a package with a bow on top. Accepting this can be liberating. Focus on what you can control: your reactions, your choices, your future. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. There will be ups and downs, moments of frustration, and maybe even setbacks. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been harboring resentment towards her former best friend, Lisa, for years after a hurtful betrayal. Every time she sees Lisa's name pop up on social media or hears a song that reminds her of their friendship, the pain resurfaces. She feels trapped in this cycle of anger and sadness, unable to move on. Now imagine Sarah decides to take a different path. She starts practicing empathy, remembering that Lisa might have been going through something difficult at the time. She focuses on letting go of the need for closure, accepting that some things are simply unresolved. She even tries writing down her feelings in a journal, releasing them onto paper instead of letting them fester inside. Over time, Sarah starts to feel lighter. The weight of resentment slowly lifts, replaced by a sense of peace and freedom. She realizes that holding on to anger only hurt her, not Lisa. By choosing forgiveness, Sarah isn't condoning what happened, she's simply freeing herself from its grip. The truth is, we all have the power to choose how we respond to difficult situations. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or pretending nothing happened, it means taking control of your emotions and choosing to move forward with grace and strength. Remember, holding onto grudges only keeps you chained to the past. Let go, embrace forgiveness, and unlock a future filled with possibilities. So, there you have it, my friends. 5 powerful takeaways to help you master the art of forgiveness and letting go. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.